Peter's come a long way. Jesus has died and been resurrected. Peter's got that figured out now. He sees that. And he's going to preach to these people who've gathered who question what they have heard and seen when the Holy Ghost came upon them. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. We have a gospel of power. There are two legs on which the gospel stands: purity, our righteousness, and power. And they had to wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon them and to bring to them the power of heaven. Now in verse 22, Peter addresses them. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. They had seen, but maybe they didn't understand. He said he was approved of God. The translators say he was accredited by God. Don't you like that? Authenticated. In other words, the miracles, healing the blind, causing the lame to walk, raising the dead, feeding 5,000 with one lunch, had authenticated, this really must be Jesus. He said, you know that. You were there. You saw that. Jesus of Nazareth, because that was the town in which he was raised, which God did. So it wasn't Jesus. It was God in him. It was God upon him. He was God, and it was God upon him doing these vast miracles, and that accredited him. One translation said authenticated. Well, it would make you think, when you hadn't seen anything, been anywhere, done anything, you'd wonder, who is that? What did he do? Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. That's the second piece of our puzzle. That this is the Christ, and the plan of God was the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, the deliberate and well-thought-out plan of God. That's the message, the deliberate and well-thought-out plan of God. This is the plan. Revelation 12, I think verse 9, says he was a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. God always had a plan. He's going to give Adam and Eve a choice. Well, they're robots if they don't have a choice. If you don't have any choice, you have to do as you're told, and you wouldn't do anything but you're told. You wouldn't even think a thought but what you were told. You're a robot. You're not a man who loves God and serves God. And he gave them the choice, and they walked with him, and they knew him, and then they sinned against him. But God knew if he gave a man a choice, he's going to make the wrong choice, which he did. So there was always a plan. Foreknowledge of God. God knew we were going to need a plan. And of course, the death and resurrection of Jesus was the plan. He was going to take the sins of the world and the sickness too. And then we're going to believe in him and we're going to be free. Our sins are going to be remitted. We're going to have God's life and God's nature, and our bodies are going to be healed. He said, you have taken by wicked hands and crucified and slain. Now, I was raised in church where all we talked about was the death. And we'd say, you need to believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins. But do you know that that's not how the gospel is presented? You did know that, right? Well, that's just half the story. See, and if they had just said, Jesus died for you, the Pharisees would have said, yeah, we know, we killed him. Right. They'd have been deliriously happy. You've got to talk death and resurrection. There was a plan. The Messiah would come. He would die and be resurrected. God knew that would happen. That was the plan all along. The foreknowledge of God, whom God raised up, verse 24, having loosed the pains of death, was not possible that he should be holding of it. So it was not possible for death's power to hold him in prison. It's like that? Not possible. Not possible. We need to face our disease and say, it's not possible that you could hold me in this place. It isn't possible that you could hold me in this place. You get that?